Yeah.
Okay, over there.
So with your position, what would you advise the African nations or the developing countries which are in need of taking on this new platform?
Well, that is not really up to me to say. I cannot speak on behalf of the Commission on those points. On a very personal note, I would think that it's very important for the people in developing countries, including African countries, that believe in the power of the internet, believe in the opportunities that the internet can give, to get involved in the Internet Governance Forum, in other fora, in other arena where these things are discussed, and try to make your voices heard. Because at the end of the day, if you stay silent, someone else will decide anyway. It is very important that you try to participate through your own resources, through the resources that are given by many organizations around the world, including the Commission, including the Diplo Foundation, from where you come from, I believe, where you work. It is very important to use these opportunities to make your voice heard. Then when it comes to the national decisions of each country, that I can't really express an opinion.
Okay. And with the timeline that was set in this morning, where they're looking at implementing this infrastructure, I think the first day of 2011, do you think there is enough time for the discussion, for the processes to be completed, both on the legal and the technical?
Well, from a technical perspective, to be honest, this is something you should ask to the regional internet registries that are leading this exercise from a technical perspective. I understand that in their opinion, yes, they will be ready from a technical perspective by the beginning of 2011. From a policy and legal perspective, it's very difficult to give an answer, because from a legal point of view, that will really depend on where the resource public infrastructure will be actually deployed. Every country has different laws, and every region of the world has different laws. And as usually happens in law, and I think it's understandable, it's even good, it is not always necessary for law to anticipate technological developments. If we have a good framework in place, and I have no reason to believe that we don't, then law can adapt to new technological developments. From a policy perspective, I think that we have had discussions. I think we should continue to have discussions. In a very honest manner, in a very clear manner, between the technical community, the policymakers. I think the workshop this morning was a very good example of the kind of honest discussion that you can have about resource public infrastructure and other internet technologies, keeping in mind that every party has its own expertises. So the technical community has the technical expertise. Those like me that work in a policymaking institution probably have more policy experience, although I also do have technical expertise, but I have more policy expertise than perhaps certain parts of the technical community, and it would be very good if we continue to cross-fertilize our expertise and manage to achieve something that is more than the sum of the parts.
The resource public key infrastructure, is it going to change the way the internet business is being operated now?
Some people believe it will. I read opinions that the global deployment of the resource public infrastructure will in particular change the business model of regional internet registries and the relationship between internet service providers and regional internet registries. And this is one of the reasons why, as we heard this morning, actually ISPs and the regional internet registries might have different ideas on the desirability of the resource public infrastructure, although everybody agrees that from a security perspective it would be a step forward, but from the business model perspective, not everyone agrees that it's in their best interest to move forward. More than that, I think we can only wait and see. I think that one thing that technology and the internet has taught us, it is very difficult to predict which kind of business models might emerge from a particular technological development. I think the important thing is to make sure, and this is something that policymakers and civil society, the technology community, everyone should make sure, that the internet remains a platform for new business models to emerge, so that we don't fixate ourselves on one single business model that is good today but might not be good tomorrow. A former professor of mine once told me that it is